He's got a real firm command of the offense. He knows what he's doing, and he's got this gleam in his eye, this excitement for the game. People see that and go, all right, I think something really cool is about to happen.
Wilson is going to uncork for the end zone, and he drops it in beautifully.
It's been great to see his development as a player. He's always been really special in terms of athleticism and how much he loves the game, his approach and his drive towards becoming the best he can be.
Wilson to the back corner. Touchdown, BYU.
Zach is a far superior athlete to Aaron Rodgers.
With the second pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
Hey, everyone, it's Daniel Jeremiah from Move the Sticks.
And I'm Bucky Brooks, and this is Zach Wilson's 360.
Well, Buck, I know Jets fans are excited about this. It wasn't too long ago they were very excited about Sam Darnold as well. But as we'll get into here, I think that there's a better chance of success. We look at the coaching staff and some of the pieces around Zach. I think he's got a good opportunity here with the Jets to have a successful career. But just your thoughts on him as a player first.
Look, man, I think this is a big-time player, a guy who is tremendously talented when it comes to being a natural thrower. Maybe the most natural. No, he is the most natural thrower when it comes to being able to make these throws from the pocket, make them on script, off script. He's a talent. And I think when you have a talent like that, you want to put him in a system that allows him to showcase his skills. This is a perfect marriage, man, because this system is one that has elevated quarterbacks over time. I think it has an opportunity to really elevate him into maybe all-star status.
Yeah, he's got a big-time arm, can make throws from every platform, every arm angle, a lot of creativity. It's going to be an adjustment for him kind of playing in more chaos than he had to play in at BYU this past season. It was a little bit of a talent gap there between what his group and who he was playing against. So that'll be interesting to see as he goes forward there with the Jets. But today, you guys are going to get a chance to learn more about Zach Wilson, the person, as well as Zach Wilson, the player, because we've got some unbelievable conversations and interviews with people who know him very well, including his high school football coach, high school basketball coach, his offensive coordinator there at BYU. We talked to his head coach, Kalani Sitake from BYU, as well as a teammate, and John Beck, who spent a lot of time training him as he was getting ready, not only for this draft, but has trained him for years and knows him extremely well, a former BYU quarterback and former NFL quarterback. So looking forward to you guys listening in on those conversations. But as we get kicked off here, I do want you to hear from the man himself. This is Zach Wilson on his draft day presser.
What makes you ready to take on this challenge of being a franchise quarterback for the New York Jets?
Yeah, when I made my decision to come out of college, it was because I felt like mentally, physically, I was ready for the NFL game. I felt like my maturity, my ability to pick up an offense, be able to, connect with the guys around me was ready to go. And so when I decided to come out, that was the decision I made, is that I got to be ready to play in the NFL. So, I'm excited to take this full on because, since I was 7 years old, we've been working on how to handle to be an NFL player.
Zach, do you embrace the challenge of playing in New York?
Yeah, no doubt. I think I'm so excited. I haven't been obviously to the East Coast. I'm a West Coast guy, but I'm so excited to be there. I think that was one of the biggest things when I decided to come out, is that I'm excited to experience living somewhere else. I didn't know where it was going to take me, but I'm so excited that I get to go and be in New York City. I know there's so many opportunities there and some great situations, some great fans. So I can't wait to be able to represent that city.
Zach, I think it was from maybe a year or so ago, but there was a video clip of you talking about what offense you felt you might fit best in. And I think you mentioned Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan obviously still in San Francisco, but the Jets are going to run that same offense this year. What about that scheme do you think is that perfect fit for you? And why do you think you'll be so successful in it?
Well, I think it's so similar to BYU, the ability to, tons of shifts, motions, a little bit of pro style under center, pushing the ball down the field, play action pass. I think that West Coast style offense that Coach LaFleur and Coach Saleh are going to bring in is exactly, if I had to write exactly the offense I'd want to play in, it would be right there. I got a taste of it going through this whole, recruitment process, trying to figure out, the things that we like and don't like. But, I think the coaching staff is exactly what I needed, and the scheme is right there. So I can't wait to start learning it.
Zach, as you mentioned the coaching staff there on the stage, you immediately said how you loved this Jets coaching staff. What was it that really had you connect with Coach Saleh or Coach LaFleur that you knew that this would be a great fit?
Yeah, well, it definitely starts from the top. I think the ownership has the right mindset. I know Christian and Woody are doing everything they can to be able to, you know, put the Jets in the best situation to succeed. And then obviously Joe Douglas is doing an amazing job of bringing in the right hires, and he's going to make some other great draft picks tonight. And then I think with Coach Saleh, I think the most important part in a head coach is the culture that he brings in, and his energy and passion and the ability to bring guys around him, I think is so special. And then, you know, obviously look at Coach LaFleur and his ability to learn from so many great guys. And that he, you know, is arguably one of the most, you know, intelligent guys that I've met with through all my Zoom meetings and interactions. And, you know, so everything that they bring from every standpoint, you know, I'm so excited to be a part of.
People have dissected your game over the last 4 months. I think one of the big questions is, what was the biggest difference for you from 19 to 20 when your stats really jumped in 2020? So just how would you answer that question?
Well, you know what's so crazy? If you look at the best quarterbacks, everyone just remembers the greatest things about them, right? I mean, there has to be growth somewhere, right? And my sophomore season was growth for me. Every situation that year I had learned from, every you know, I had a couple of injuries that year as well, and so the ability to learn from some of the mistakes I made, you know, the development in my game, the maturity, having one more year with guys that I was able to help build a culture around, you know, we were just able to make things click. And I think that was what was so special about the whole thing is when you just got one more year, all that stuff that you went through struggling is stuff that I learned from.
Zach, what are the Jets getting as a leader, as a player, and as a man?
Yeah, someone that's going to give everything they have. You know, I think that's the bottom line is from day one. You know, I know you got to work as hard as you can. You got to think you're working harder than everybody else to get to this point. And so the Jets are going to get a guy that, you know, I'm a big believer in bringing the guys around you together, having a strong connection with them. So that's the leader I'm going to be. I'm going to be, you know, the man that they can look up to. They can call for any advice, any help that they ever need. And then, you know, as a player, I'm going to make sure I'm in the facility every single day, giving it everything I have, because I want to, you know, do whatever I can to make sure that this team is on the right track and we're getting all the right things done.
Zach, you mentioned on giving everything you have. From coaches and players, it seemed like one thing you'd like love to do is dive into the film. What made you such a film junkie?
Yeah, I think it's just that passion and love from the game. You know, ever since I was a young kid, you know, I've always loved the thrill of the sport, you know, everything that goes on between it, you know, and you hit that deep touchdown pass, when you make someone miss, you know, even sometimes when you get laid out, you know, sometimes the game just brings so much thrill and excitement and you get those butterflies. And I think that's what's so special. And so, you know, in those kind of moments, I just want to always make sure I'm prepared. So I got so into film because I just love that there always is something new to learn. Every single day that I watch film, there's something new to learn. And so I'm just soaking it up and I'm having a blast.
What would you like Jets fans to know about you, not only as a player, but a person?
Yeah, I'm a big family guy. You know, I would rather, you know, sit at home with my parents, a couple of my close friends, my girlfriend, and you know, hang out, go out and get a nice dinner, you know, whatever it is. You know, I really, you know, am a football junkie 24/7, and I hope they know I'm going to give everything I have to make sure we do this thing the right way.
Zach, you're going to a team that's been searching for a franchise quarterback, we heard, since the days of Joe Namath for decades. Do you feel any pressure? How will you go about being that guy, and why are you that guy that's up for the challenge?
Yeah, not at all. And, you know, I got confidence in myself, of course, but I got confidence in the ownership and all the way down through these new coaches and the players. You know, I think, I've heard from multiple sources how talented this team is, you know, but maybe the pieces just didn't align, you know. So I'm so excited to get in there and then just try and figure out what we can do to make it better. You know, I know this is a team game. You know, you can go from a losing season one year to a winning season the next. You know, you can flip it real quick. So I'm excited to get in there and help make this thing work.
Zach, you talked about wanting to grow and kind of learn. What do you think you need to learn and grow and improve on to be effective at the next level?
And no doubt, you know, what's so hard is when you dominate as well as we did at BYU, you know, not just myself, the team, when you win as many games as we did, it's really hard to pinpoint, you know, one thing of improvement. You know, I honestly think I can get better in every single aspect. I think I can, you know, I can get better in the pocket with pocket movements, the ability to throw, you know, from a phone booth, small, tight spaces, you know, accuracy can always get better. And then decision making. So, you know, along with this process of getting to the NFL, it comes a new learning curve. You know, you're going to learn about different defenses and you're going to have Pro Bowlers lined up across from you, and you're going to have to, you know, try and study the ins and outs of those guys and what make them special. And then you got to be able to react and make plays off of it.
I thought it was interesting, Buck, talking about the similarities in offenses at BYU, including to the one he's going to go to with Mike LaFleur here with the Jets.
Yeah, a lot of similarities in terms of just the multiplicity of the eye candy and the window dressing that they use prior to the snap. And the quarterback has to control all of that stuff. And so it's a little bit of a symphony conductor, but he has been able to do that. And I think he would do it well, because as complex and as sophisticated as this offense looks, it is simplistic at times for the quarterback. That should allow it, I mean, a premier talent like Zach Wilson to play fast. And if he's playing fast, then you can see those talented throws that really dazzled us and amazed us when he was at BYU.
All right, Buck, well, let's kick things off here with Zach Wilson's high school football coach from Corner Canyon. This is Eric Kerr.
What is it about Zach Wilson that really made him a very special player when you had a chance to be around him?
Just, well, talent sticks out, like, first and foremost when you start, like, just being around him, or like when he would play. But then just his work ethic, he's pretty driven as well. And then just a lot of, you know, they call it arm talent or whatever, but just, he's got a good natural fluid motion, and just good accuracy, and he, and competitive, like good, really competitive, good leadership, all those types of things. And he has a definite swagger about him, I think, as well, that I think carries, and how he carries himself, I think pushes him and maybe pushes the people around him to, and leads him to success.
Here's Wilson, and he completes it to Colton Lawson. Lawson with room to run. He cuts back inside. It's a Charger touchdown.
You know, it's funny because that's been a common denominator whenever we've talked to people about Zach. We've heard confidence, swagger, and those things. Yeah. So tell me, what is it like when the first time you interact with him?
So he was young. He was like, I think he was probably a fifth grader. His dad was coaching him in Little League football, and we were at a different high school at the time, and they were in that boundary at the time, too. So I got to kind of know him young, but you could definitely tell, like, he was a confident kid even at that age, but talented. Like, when I would watch him, just even just through movement or throwing the ball, he was just a really good athlete, and you could tell that he was going to, you know, be successful as an athlete. Now, at that time, I never thought he'd end up being where he's at right now, but definitely really athletic, really gifted kid just early on.
You know, so obviously you're around him early. You had a chance to be around him, I would say, during the formative years of his game. How did he grow and develop during the time that you guys were together?
So, yeah, he was big into basketball, too. So there was a lot of development from that as far as the athleticism and everything like that goes. And just, you know, learning how to play the game, compete, handle the ups and downs with being an athlete and those types of things, whether it was basketball, football, or whatever he was doing. And then football-wise, he just continued to grow as a quarterback. There's a lot of things that go into it, where it's understanding the knowledge of the game, or even the physicality as he got bigger and stronger, and, or improved throwing mechanics, or just got stronger in the weight room, or speed. It was fun to just see that progression from when he was really young, and just, you know, he kept getting better every year as he developed in the program, and then obviously growing. It was funny, you'd see him hit like a long growth spurt, and he get kind of long, and then, you know, the athleticism and size and physicality would come along after that. So it was pretty fun to watch him grow and develop, and to even see what, you know, his improvement, even as he's gotten into college, he continues to just grow and get better. And that's what you hope for as an athlete always.
You know, you talked about his swagger, but we also hear a lot about Zach's competitiveness. Do you have any examples of that competitive side coming out where you've had to maybe either harness it or anything?
Oh, man. There's been a few. He liked to run guys over in high school. And I was always worried we were going to lose him. So that made a concern. We were in a really cold weather game, and he scrambled out and put a pretty good shot on this linebacker. And the game had to be paused because they had to check the kid out for a while, and ended up having to kind of take him off. And I was talking to him on the sideline. I'm like, hey, you know, you got to get down. Like, don't, he's like, man, that felt good. He just like loves that kind of stuff. So just trying to harness that, because he liked to do that kind of stuff, and he'd get competitive with that, like with people talking trash, or when we were in practice with our defensive guys. He had a couple buddies on our defensive side. One was a linebacker, Blake Emery. He was pretty funny. Those two would go at it pretty good back then. So there's some good ones, good trash talking going on, and competitiveness, and just some fire too, where it would get pretty heated in practice, and you got to make sure you're, you know, keeping guys as teammates and all that kind of stuff. But it was fun stuff.
You know, speaking of the fun stuff, obviously we see these wild throws when he's at BYU, when he's at his pro day.
What is the best throw that you ever witnessed while you were coaching him?
He had a he had one against us against – it was in that same cold weather game. It was in rain too, which was crazy. But he had – we had ran a play action. He ended up having to move to his left. And he had put a nice ball on our split receiver on that left side as he was moving to his left without really getting his hips or shoulders square, and dropped it in at about 45 yards for a touchdown over the top of a guy. So, and then he had another big one. We were playing Highland in the playoffs in 2017 with another play where he had to scramble out, was getting couldn't really get his hips squared around, and was able to kind of throw it back to his left a little bit to the hash from the numbers to the hash. That was a big throw. It was about 60 yard throw. That was pretty special. He's just always had some of those. He's got really good natural arm talent. His dad threw a lot with him when he was young, so he was able to develop that in a good throwing motion at a young age. So there's been a lot of that with him though. There's fun ones in practice too that are just crazy.
You know, you've alluded to his basketball ability and the fact that he played multiple sports. How do you believe that has contributed to his ability to become the quarterback that he is?
There's just so many things, especially just from a footwork standpoint. They learned to, they develop that athleticism and good feet at a young age. And just even the fluidity of the game of basketball that takes place, I think, helps quarterbacks a lot, whether it's through the hip and shoulder movements and flexibility or disassociation as you move through traffic or you change direction, off of a crossover dribble, or being able to pass to teammates in space and set them up with the ball, like in space, or whether it's an inbounds, and then competitively being able to compete in just different environments, I think helps kids, and it helps confidence, and it helps their growth as maybe they lose a game or they don't play well. And how are you going to respond to that? I think those things really factor in it overall. And I think it's so good for kids that they do other things, because they can learn so much from the different sports and the challenges that each one kind of can face, or they can learn, and then they can apply that to, it ended up being football for Zach. And it's all just kind of different that way, and how each one can kind of come out.
Well, Buck, I think it's interesting how we talked about the basketball aspect of that, right? And we're going to get into that more in just a moment here. But we've long been proponents of the multiple sport athletes and those skills in different sports translating to the football field.
Yeah, I mean, the multi-sport thing is huge, and basketball in particular. I remember having conversations with other coaches on other podcast episodes where we talked about basketball and the vision and the footwork and just the way that game translates to not only football, but playing quarterback. And when you hear about Zach Wilson's ability to make these extraordinary plays, basketball certainly plays a part. But I also think the thing that continues to come up when we talk about Zach Wilson is the confidence and the competitiveness, the unbelievable swagger and confidence that he brings to the position. I believe it's infectious. His teammates feed off of that. It's one of the reasons why he is one of the best quarterbacks in this draft.
Yeah, confidence, borderline on arrogance. I actually am here for it. I like that at that position. I don't want a timid quarterback. I want somebody that's very confident and sure of himself. And I think that's a trait that he possesses. Something I think you're going to see as a theme as we go through all these interviews, including this next one here. We're going to stay on the high school level. We've talked to his high school football coach. Here's the opportunity we had to sit down with Dan Lunt, Wilson's high school basketball coach. Here's what he had to say.
I guess my first question is, before we get into when you first met Zach Wilson, let's just start with the basics here. How good of a basketball player was Zach?
Zach was very good basketball. He's an exceptional athlete. I think when he was younger, he spent a lot of time, his main sport was basketball. And so he was an exceptional basketball player, had exceptional speed, just a great feel for the game.
Now here's Zach Wilson. He knocks it down. The Chargers are red hot.
You know, Coach, in thinking about Zach's basketball ability, how did his competitiveness show up when he was on the basketball court?
Well, Zach just has a natural, and this is a good thing. If you're a great athlete, every one of them has an arrogance about him. And that's why he's where he's at right now, is because no shot's a bad shot. I can get by anybody, and you guys know this, to be at the level Zach's at, you have to have that. And that's what kind of separates him from a lot of different players is he believes he can do everything. And that's a good thing. And at the same time, as a coach, you've got to kind of wrangle some of that in. But at the same time, you don't want to take it away because that's who makes him who he is.
I love that, Coach. I'm curious, when we watch him, study him, and evaluate him, you know, we use the word twitch a lot. He's just real dynamic and explosive with his movement. I'm curious, what type of bounce did he have on the basketball court? What kind of jumper was he? What type of finisher was he?
Same thing. Zach's a phenomenal athlete. Everything he does, he's very explosive. You know, I think you covered everything. The same fast twitch he has in football, he had that on the basketball court.
Coach, we were talking a little bit before we came on, and you mentioned the fact that you're a big Packer fan. So you travel back to Wisconsin, try and get a game at Lambeau each and every year. I thought that was fascinating because we've kind of used the comparison. Look, we're not saying he's Aaron Rodgers, but there are some similarities to him as an athlete. I'm curious, take your coach hat on, just put your fan hat on a little bit. You've watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers over the years. You follow Zach. Do you see any of those similarities that we see?
I do. I love Aaron Rodgers, but I think Zach is a far superior athlete to Aaron Rodgers, and I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion. But I think Zach, like I say, the accuracy in an NFL game is still yet to be proven, but I think he has all those intangibles that a lot of people that don't know, I don't care what sport it is, there's intangibles there that some people have and some players don't. And Zach has those intangibles. Those are things that can't be coached. Those are things that you have to do on the fly to make something out of nothing. And so I do think Zach has a lot of tools in the bag that when he gets there, people are going to be very surprised.
Yeah, last question, Coach. You've been very kind with your time today. We appreciate it. I'm just curious, personality-wise with Zach, like, do we have a sense of humor here? Like, he always looks like, when we've seen him, he's smiling and having a good time. How would you describe his personality?
That's how he is. Zach's happy. Zach, like I say, Zach has his goals. He knows what they are. Nobody's going to deviate him from that. But at the same time, he's nice and kind to people. You know, with all athletes, some people think that's that he has a little edge on his shoulder and they don't like that. But as I said earlier, that's why Zach is where he's at. And that's one of the intangibles I'm talking about. You know, he's driven, motivated.
Coach, talking to somebody who played the quarterback position who could only dunk a volleyball, could Zach put it, could he put it down on the court here? Could he dunk?
He could dunk, yes. Good athlete. In my opinion, and I've been a head coach for 33 years in the game of basketball, he is one of the top athletes I have ever coached. And we've had a lot of success where we've been, and he is. He's a great athlete.
Well, I know one thing. Coach Lunt loves the Packers, and I think he loves Zach Wilson. We can confirm both those things after that interview.
We absolutely can confirm it. I mean, you talk about Zach Wilson, and he raved about his athleticism and what he saw from, obviously, as a young athlete and playing basketball. And then his love of the Packers, being able to compare Zach Wilson favorably to Aaron Rodgers, is something that's a little stunning based on what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers, a multiple-time MVP. But I think it speaks to what Zach Wilson brings to the table just as a pure talent. You're talking about a five-star talent in terms of his potential and capabilities as an athlete, and then you couple that with his arm talent and the way he plays the position, a lot to be excited about.
I want to dig in real quick on the Aaron Rodgers comparison. Look, this is his high school coach. Obviously, he's going to be biased, and he's going to love him. I think stylistically, and I've said it with some of the video, just kind of that loose, explosive motion that he has, making throws with his feet off the ground. Some of those things remind you of Aaron coming out. Similar size, but by no means are we saying this is Aaron Rodgers, right? We're talking about the best quarterback in the National Football League in terms of coming off of an MVP season. So we're not saying that, but I do think stylistically they do share some things.
Yeah, stylistically, they certainly share some things. And I think if we go back and we're honestly looking at Aaron Rodgers wasn't necessarily as dynamic or as electric as Zach Wilson was at the same stages of their careers. And so when you dig into the background and you talk about the basketball and how basketball impacted him, how he really was a baller on the hardwood before he really committed to being a football player. I think you can see those skills, and you can see those skills pop on the football field. You can see that he played other sports and how it had an impact and influence on his game.
Well, let's take the next step here. I'd love to get the reaction from Jeff Grimes, who is Wilson's offensive coordinator at BYU. He's currently the Baylor offensive coordinator. But, Buck, you had a chance to sit down and visit with him. And more than anything else, I wanted to find out kind of first impressions when Zach Wilson got to BYU, and you're able to land that answer. Here's your conversation with Jeff Grimes.
Your former quarterback, Zach Wilson, enjoyed a meteoric rise up the charts. But can you talk a little bit about your first impression of Zach Wilson when you met him?
Yeah, kind of a confident little kid. Just so he was in high school when I first met him, and really was just, he came to BYU the same time I did. And what a blessing for me that turned out to be. But when I first started talking with Kalani about coming to BYU as the OC, my first question was, tell me about the quarterbacks. And so we went down the roster, and then he said, but there's also this kid who's committed to Boise State, but I think we've got a chance to get him to come here. He said, I've been talking to him, and, you know, if you take the job, I'd like for you to get involved in that. And so that night I watched his film, and I said, yeah, this guy can play, and was impressed with what I saw on the film. More than anything, just his playmaking ability and his moxie. I mean, you saw the arm and you saw the overall athleticism, but I saw a guy that I felt like was a winner. And so he and I started talking. And then the day I actually flew to Utah to be announced as the OC, Zach and his parents were at BYU on an official visit. And, you know, he still looks the same. He looks like he's about 15 years old. But his body was a little bit thinner then, wasn't as developed as he is right now. But that same sort of confidence and inner strength that I think makes him who he is was evident even when he was in high school.
I think it's interesting when you get that first impression story. You hear about the recruitment there of Zach Wilson, but also kind of going back to that theme, right? The playmaking, the competitiveness of Zach Wilson is what BYU was fired up about when they brought him in.
Yeah, I think you certainly want to be fired up about what he brings to the table. And I think Grimes certainly had an opportunity to jump in the process in recruiting, identify him, see him, and kind of have the imagination of, hey, this is what this guy could do in our offense. And then when you think about building an offense around a unique talent like Zach Wilson, I mean, I can understand why he was so ecstatic to have him come on board.
Yeah, well, it definitely worked out for all parties involved here. Jeff Grimes, you know, talk about the recruiting process and that first impression there. That gets us into this transition here as we lean more towards the BYU years, the college years, and the evaluation of Zach and his skill set. Here's Jeff again talking about that development and what took place there at BYU.
You know, and thinking about that confidence, the one thing that stands out to me when I watch him on tape, he plays with such an unbelievable confidence and swagger.
Wilson sprinting left, throws end zone, and it's caught, touchdown. That was a great throw.
Have you ever seen it where he either loses that or is that who he is? He's just a really confident competitor.
That's who he is. I've never seen him lose that. I've seen him get frustrated, like all great competitors, but I've never seen him without his confidence. And, you know, he had a real challenging sophomore year. I'm sure you're aware of that, and it's, most people probably are at this point. You know, and you talked about his meteoric rise, and a lot of people say he kind of came out of nowhere. Well, he did and he didn't. He had a tremendous freshman year, became the starter for us midway through his freshman season, finished the season off with a tremendous bowl game, went 18 for 18, was the MVP of the game, and then he had shoulder surgery. And everything changed for him, because when he came back for fall camp that year, his arm wasn't what it was before, and he didn't have the same strength in his shoulder. And, you know, he would probably tell you he was, I would guess, 70, 80% of his full strength in terms of throwing the ball. But it didn't keep him from practice. It didn't keep him from working to be a leader. And you know, we made him, like everybody, earn his starting job. And he did, but he didn't have the same zip on the ball. And then, you know, he played 4 or 5 games there and had a couple of big wins, you know, beat USC, beat Tennessee early in the season. Then he messes up his hand, you know, tears some ligaments in his thumb, breaks his thumb, and has to miss most of the rest of that season, comes back towards the end, doesn't quite have the same grip strength, but he plays through it. And through all of that, I saw a guy who was not physically certainly at his best, but still go out there and play and believe that he could get the job done and believe that he was the best guy for the job. And so, no, I've never seen him lose his confidence. He's never met a throw he didn't like. And he's never seen a challenge that he was afraid to rise to.
You know, Coach, as an offensive coordinator and a play caller, it has to be a challenge to take someone who is very gifted like Zach, who has a gunslinger mentality, while also trying to harness it and rein it in so he plays that delicate balance between high risk, high reward, those things. How do you harness his talents to make sure he plays within the confines of the offense while allowing him to also be creative with his talents?
Yeah, for us, it was really just more of beginning to trust him and him, I think, becoming more and more willing to play within the system. And then the more he grew as a man and as a member of our team, I think the more we were willing to trust him. And I say we because it certainly wasn't just me. It was our head coach and it was Aaron Roderick who was his position coach and really should be credited more than anyone for Zach's development. But I really feel like, you know, once Zach got comfortable within the offense, the more we trusted him to go out there and play carefree. Once we really, and we certainly worked to develop an offense that would fit him. But I think he's a guy that does care about the team. He'd love to throw the football every play, but he wants to win. And so I think as he grew and developed as a player, we trusted him more and more. And this past year in particular, there weren't very many times where we were saying, be careful. There were very, very few times that we were saying, hey, now remember this. It was more or less just calling the play and then, hey, Zach, go do your thing. And we trusted him that when we didn't have the best play call, that he could find a way to run around and still make something out of it.
You know, Coach, in thinking about that, let's fast forward and let's just say that you are an NFL head coach or an offensive coordinator and you have Zach Wilson and you have the opportunity to build an offense around him. What do you think the best offense is for him to play in? Like, what things need to be in that offense to maximize who he is?
Well, I think first, he can do it all. There's not anything in the game that he can't do. He can make all the throws. I know that's a thing that a lot of people say, but I think it's really not that true about that many guys. He really can make all the throws. He has tremendous timing and touch on the deep ball. And so I think throwing the football down the field is something that really made a huge impact on our team and on him and his progress this year. And so I think I would start with that, a willingness to throw the ball down the field with the play action game and be willing to throw it deep several times a game, you know, not just say we're going to take a shot every now and then, but really make a commitment to throwing the ball down the field, because he has the ability to make you pay and put the ball right on the money with that. But he also has the ability to get the ball out quick and make quick decisions in the RPO and quick game. So really, he can do all of that stuff, and he has the mental capacity to handle it all as well. The one thing that I think we really tried to do, especially this year, is just try to keep him protected, you know. And so we did not run a lot of 6-man protection. We were a lot of 7-man protection or 5-man protection, with the idea that if we were going to throw the ball down the field, then let's protect him and let's make sure that he's not getting blindsided. Or if we're going to make some rhythm throws and some progression reads, then let's get as many people out as we can and trust him to get rid of the ball. So he ended up just taking as few hits as possible. And then we asked him to do a little bit of zone read and a little bit of QB run game, QB draw, that sort of thing. But when I did, for the most part, it was going to be close enough that he could score a touchdown. I wanted to get points out of it, hopefully not get him hit.
Man, that's great. I'm really impressed because all of the things that you described are things that I saw on the tape when I watched him at BYU. He did a lot in terms of his ability to run a very diverse and multiple offense. Can you walk us through a little bit in terms of, you talked about his mental capacity. Always curious when it comes to quarterbacks about their preparation process. Is he one of those guys, comes in early, stays late because he wants to know everything and kind of dig into it? Talk a little bit about his process when it comes to getting ready to play.
Yeah, he probably watches more film than any player that I've ever been around. And with a lot of guys, it's the film that you watch that day. You know, so a guy, say you have a Tuesday practice, and so a guy goes home and he watches that Tuesday practice before you even get back to the meetings the next day. That's what you would hope as a coach that a guy would do. And he does that. But then he's also watching the opponent. If that Tuesday practice entailed, say, all of our base down run, play action game and quick throws, RPOs, he's watching the opponent by formation. But then the next day on Wednesday, he also knows we're going to go to third downs and red zone. So he's going to be watching that as well. Which is a step beyond what most guys do. But then also on January 20th, when a lot of guys aren't watching football at all and their coaches are on the road recruiting, he's watching film. And, you know, he's texting saying, "Hey, coach, did you see the Rams do this year? Did you see this concept? I really like that. You think we could do that?" You know, he truly is a football junkie. And loves the game, loves the mental challenge of it. And there are times I saw him do things and was shocked by it. But it wasn't just his arm strength. It wasn't just a guy out there freewheeling it and just throwing the ball down the field in a certain spot for no reason. That came from a lot of time and energy that he put into it the past few years.
You know, it's funny. Last question, because I think with quarterbacks, it's always unique in terms of their leadership ability and those things. When Zach Wilson steps into the huddle, how does his leadership ability convey to his teammates?
I would start by saying that he's done the work ahead of time so that when he does step into the huddle, he's already got their respect because they know no one knows more about that opponent than he does. They know that no one has thrown more balls than he has. No one has spent more time with them saying, "Hey, come on, come up here, you know, on June 13th in the summer at 8:30 p.m. because he's not doing anything. He's going, "Hey, let's go up to the field and throw for a little bit, you know." So I think they respect him the moment that he steps into the huddle. Then he's got a real firm command of the offense. He knows what he's doing. He reads the play with confidence. And I would say the last thing is he's got this this gleam in his eye, you know, this excitement for the game in which people see that and go, "All right, I think something really cool is about to happen because of that twinkle I see in this guy's eye." He's got an excitement about the game that I think will spill over into his teammates.
Well, Buck, I think the Jets have done a pretty good job of trying to put that fortress in front of Zach Wilson. When you look at the trade up there for Elijah Vera Tucker, a guy we thought was the best interior lineman of the draft, you put him next to Mekhi Becton, that left side's in pretty good shape. Also getting him some playmakers. When you look at what the Jets have done in the offseason, you go out and you get Corey Davis. You go out and you draft an Elijah Moore. These are guys that can make plays. You add them with Denzel Mims from last year. And you know, I would say, you know, maybe a big time tight end is something that they lack at this point in time. They got some ability at the position, but nobody's really established. So that's maybe on the to-do list. But overall, not a bad group there for Zach to work with.
No, not a bad group to grow together. I think that's the big thing when you have so many young players. They have an opportunity to grow together over the next 3 to 4 years. And who knows what they can accomplish as they continue to change the culture. You have a new coaching staff putting a new offense and a defense in. I think this is a new start for the Jets. And so I think Joe D's done a really good job of putting together a squad around Zach Wilson. Now it's about them growing up together, and hopefully they can grow quickly.
There you go. It'll be fun. It's going to be fun to watch that Jets offense. All right, let's keep the theme going here at BYU, and let's go all the way up the ladder here to the head coach. We had a chance to visit with Kalani Sitake about his talented signal caller.
Now 34, Wilson going deep. Wilson toward the end zone, and it is caught! Milne, touchdown!
Thinking about Wilson, he has grown so much over 3 years as a starter. You always talk about toughness when it comes to your program. What kind of toughness does he exhibit? When were you able to identify the toughness that you felt like is necessary to be the starting quarterback for your program?
Well, I think toughness is a relative term, so it's used in so many different ways. And I think sometimes the people think tough is beating your chest and trying to fight, you know. And I think the toughest man in the fight is the one willing to walk away. And so I'm trying to talk about mental toughness and things like that that I think really matter the most for these young men in this time and in their life. And for me, it's toughness is showing up on time, being responsible and accountable for what you say, you know, holding on to your word when you tell someone you're going to be there, letting know people that they can count on you when times are rough for them, being a good friend. That's what toughness is to me. And I've seen him do all those things. I've seen him, when he's struggling with his own injuries, look out to serve others. And so, you know, we do a lot of service here as a team, but it's awesome when you see guys that are reaching out to other people, even when they're hurting. And so to me, I think it's important that we define toughness for these young men in the way that I see it and the way that I think could be the most beneficial and the way they can grow. He is a tough man because he does all the things that you ask of him and then more. And sometimes you don't even have to remind guys. You know, when you're thinking something as a coach, and you're about to say it, and then you hear your leader say it, like your quarterback, and you're like, all right, well, I don't have to say it anymore. And that's, to me, that's toughness because you're being aware of what's going on, and they're not just all about you. It's about everyone else that's included. And I've been really impressed with that from him.
Well, I think toughness was kind of the theme there from that conversation, Buck, which is a character trait you have to have at that position.
You absolutely have to have it. Yeah, you can't win or be successful at quarterback if you're not a tough guy. And toughness is not only physical, but your mental toughness. How do you respond to poor plays? How do you respond when your team isn't really getting it going, when you're down? Can you dig yourself out of a rut? Do you have those things? And then the physical toughness is a big part of it, because how do you respond after you've been hit? Does it change the way that you perform? Can you play when it's a little muddy in the pocket and those things? And knowing a lot about BYU, particularly Kalani Sitake and how they built this program at BYU, the only way Zach Wilson could have ever become the QB1 is he had to exhibit those qualities. I think those qualities are also what will allow him to be successful at the next level.
Yeah, I think we start to see these things kind of carry through these interviews, and I think you get a sense for his passion. He definitely has a passion for the game, and that shows up in the work that he does, the preparation that he has. All right, we've talked to coaches. Let's get to a teammate, and then why not a roommate as well? Here is the conversation you had, Buck, with Dax Milne, a very talented wide receiver. Is going to hear his name called in the 2021 NFL draft as well.
Okay, so you mentioned Zach Wilson was your roommate. Talk a little bit about him. How is he as a leader when you guys are on the field?
He did a great job becoming a leader. I think he really grew into it because he was my quarterback freshman sophomore year, but with injury and being young, he kind of had to really grow into the leadership role, but this last season he did a great job getting the team together and coming off the field after a series and bringing us together and figuring out what we could do differently or what looks good, talking to the coaches. So I'm really proud of him and the way he handled himself.
You know, so it's funny. So we get a chance to watch you guys at your pro day, and we're watching all these
seemingly impromptu throws, running all over, throwing across his body, whatever. What is it like to play with a guy who can, man, just sling the rock from any platform and any level? Like, what does that do for you as a wide receiver?
Yeah, it's really fun as a wide receiver to play for someone like that that can just make throws like that look easy. And to be honest, I think I started to take that stuff for granted, as my career went on. You guys saw it at Pro Day, just the pure arm talent he has. I just can't even, it's weird. It's good that people are recognizing the talent he has.
Oh, Wilson is going to unplug for the end zone. And he drops it in beautifully. And it is his roommate, Dax Milne, on the touchdown.
Do you have a favorite throw, like a favorite memory of a throw that happened in a game that you're just like, wow, that is one remarkable throw that my man just put up?
Yes. It was, he rolled out right. I was on a go route on their sideline. And he rolled out opposite of me, and then I thought he was, just kind of counting me out. But I just stayed running on the opposite sideline, and all of a sudden he turned, and I seen the ball go up in the air, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is the farthest throw I've ever seen. And the ball stayed in the air for forever, and finally came down to me, and I scored.
All right, Buck, I'll get to you on this one. What was your biggest takeaway there from your conversation?
Dax just talked about being his roommate and how they just always were in rhythm. They always understood it because they spent so much time together, and how Zach Wilson is a hard worker. He just knows and processes everything. But once again, man, it always comes back to the confidence and the swagger that he brings to the huddle and he brings to the field. And so I just think about Wilson and the energy change that he potentially could bring to a team like the Jets if he's selected. He has all of the talent in the world, and he has the confidence. And I think guys feed off of that. And so Dax just provided plenty of examples of how confident and how self-assured Zach Wilson is every time he steps between the lines.
Well, I thought it was interesting just growing into being a leader, that's not something that just takes place right away. You kind of got to earn that. You got to kind of grow into that. And it sounds like that really started to develop and take place over his last year there at BYU. If we're going to talk BYU quarterbacks, this is a good person to visit with, a guy that you and I both evaluated when he was coming out of BYU, and that's John Beck. And John not only is a former BYU quarterback, which would be reason enough to talk to him for this piece, but he's also one of the premier trainers working with these young quarterbacks, including the quarterback we're discussing, Zach Wilson. He's been working with him for a while. And you had a chance to sit down with John and really kind of go through this entire process and his understanding and knowledge of Zach, which I think is fantastic. So here is your visit with John Beck.
It's funny because you played at BYU, had a terrific career at BYU. I played with some BYU players, Ty Detmer and Jim McMahon. Both, we spent time together in Green Bay. And it's always been a thing where BYU develops quarterbacks. What is it about your experiences at BYU that enabled you to not only play in the National Football League, but to now pass on that knowledge to others who aspire to play at that high level?
Yeah, it is a special group there. There's been a lot of great quarterbacks that have come through. And I know in my time there, with that legacy of quarterbacks that have gone before me, you want to be a part of those guys. There's a high expectation that's there when you're the quarterback of that university. But it's exciting to be a part of it. It's a great challenge. And when things are good, it's usually because the quarterback position is rolling there.
The razzle dazzle back to Wilson, going deep, passes, caught, touchdown, Isaac Rex.
We saw this last year with Zach Wilson and the great job that he did. And now it's an exciting thing for him to come out of BYU and be another one of those guys. And then in terms of how I help the other quarterbacks, I think every quarterback has to be able to deal with expectations. They have to be able to deal with that pressure and that standard. So some of those lessons that I've learned of coming from a place like that, playing for some organizations in the NFL that have had great quarterbacks as well, it's just being able to recognize how special it is to be a part of that legacy of quarterbacks. And then also just there is always an expectation. There's an expectation of performance, of efficiency, and it's part of the job that you have to be able to just handle each and every day you go out there. But it's exciting. It's a part that I quite frankly miss, but it's exciting that I get to help these guys take on that challenge themselves.
Well, it has to be extra exciting when you're able to see someone really blossom right in front of your eyes at your alma mater.
Zach Wilson really had a breakthrough season in 2020. Talk a little bit about your relationship with him, where you guys first met, and how you kind of have developed this relationship over the past few years.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet Zach during his freshman year. He graduated high school early. He was one of those early graduates that enrolls in January. The way I met Zach was his uncle was actually bringing his son out, Zach's cousin, doing some work with us. And he just said, hey, I really think that my nephew needs to come out here and take a look at this. And so I got to meet him right after spring ball his freshman year. And he's been training with us for, I think it's coming up on 3 years now. And it's been great. It's been great to see his development as a player. He's always been really special in terms of athleticism and how much he loves the game, his approach and his drive towards becoming the best he can be. But it's been cool to see that maturation process in terms of decision making, also in terms of just rising to even becoming a better player. Each year he always set out with, I want to improve in these areas and how to kind of tie in his athleticism and all those things and his arm talent. And each year see how that's kind of like jumped a level. And then this year, I mean, quite frankly, he went out there and put together an amazing year. And it's been cool to see because it's been 3 years. It's not something where in years past, I meet a guy in January where they play their final either bowl game or playoff game. I meet them in January and we start working. This has been different. This has been knowing him since he was 18 years old. And to see that kind of dream come to life and now he's going to be a top draft pick has been really cool.
You know, what's really cool on my end as an evaluator is to really see the light come on for him. When you watch him this season, you see him make remarkable plays, and you also see his confidence build week after week after week. How have you seen him mature since you guys have worked together, and how did it really come together this year in 2020?
I think some things really fell in place in terms of alignment there at the university, right? It's the same offense. He was able to have Jeff Grimes and Aaron Roderick as offensive coordinators, wide receiver coach, Fessy that was there, that really keeping that system in place allowed him to grow within the same system. He wasn't needing to relearn an offense or have new philosophies or concepts. So it was this continual, let me put something out during the season. And then he's the type of guy that's going to go back and watch every single game three times. And he's going to go and take notes every single time of, all right, here's what I did then. What can I do now? And to see that coupled with every day he came out here and worked with us, it was always about what can I do to improve my game, to take myself to the elite level. He wasn't just trying to be better than average. He wanted to be elite. And he was the same way when he was a freshman and sophomore. But, you know, he had to battle through some things. He had a surgery that he had to kind of work through. And that makes it tough when you're trying to improve as a player and you have to either learn a new offense, overcome some type of injury through rehabilitation. It's just not the same as when you get an offseason to kind of come in and really just focus on improving as a player in the same system. And I think that coupled with the fact of having some really good players around him, he had a really good group of wide receivers. The running backs did a great job. He had a great offensive line. Any quarterback knows if I want to play well, I depend so much on the guys around me. So, you know, there's a lot of areas that you can point a finger and say, it's because of this, it's because of this, it's because of that. And it's the guys around him, it's the coaches around him. And then right in the nucleus of all that is how Zach approached everything. He has a great approach to the game, and things really came together for him this last year.
Man, did it ever come together for him. When I wrote in my notes while I was evaluating him, I wrote down the natural. Because when I look at him, I think he plays the game in a very natural fashion, meaning he can play on script or off the script. He can make big boy throws, but he also has the discipline to kind of take things underneath. How hard is it to be a very talented player, but harness it and just take what the defense gives you? How hard did you work with him on that part of the game?
Well, I think, you know, in my job, there were some conversations, but I'm sure that his coaching staff there, like I said, the coordinators, they probably spent far more time discussing decision-making within a play. You know, there were times in the offseason that we would talk, or sometimes even in season, about just being smart. Sometimes very talented guys, when they're young, they want to do so much. They have such a confidence in themselves. And they haven't really had those scars yet of, trying to do too much. And so they're always willing to, like, go for it, to push, to try to make the great play. And I love that about Zach. And that's where you, when you talk about maturation as a quarterback, you see that I'm learning how to be smart. I'm learning how to play within the downs. I'm learning I don't need to take that chance right now because I know I can still do this. And then when you couple that with his athleticism, at any time he can make that game-breaking play. He doesn't need to force that ball on second down. Play to live another down, because you never know within the game when that opportunity is going to come to just capitalize. And he's got all the tools to capitalize in those big play moments. He's got the mobility. He's got the arm strength. like you said, he's a natural player when it comes to throwing and playing off platform. Opportunities will arise for him to make great plays during a game, and you could see that throughout his freshman and sophomore years. Just at times there were those decisions of trying to do too much. And I think as I look at this last year, man, he just seemed like in such control of managing games, of knowing when to take those opportunities and knowing when to just let me live to play another down.
You know, it's funny because you mentioned his confidence. When you're working with him on a, like, what is his confidence level like when you watch him practice and then when you watch him perform?
Yeah, you know, I get to see him in an environment here during his off seasons. I watch all the games, but I don't get to be around him during the week in preparation for the season. But out here, you get this sense that he just always is so willing to push through, like, give me the next challenge, give me that tough throw, because even if I don't get it today, I'm going to work on it and I'm going to be aware of what I need to do. And when I come back, I'm going to want to show you that I can make that throw. That's the thing that I really loved about the way that Zach approached things. It was just this this excitement for give me that challenging throw, because he has that confidence of believing that, hey, I think I can do it. And he's got that little bit of swagger, right? He's got that little bit of like that fine line between cocky and confident. And I love that. And I think anyone that's played in the NFL knows that, like, you got to have that. So I loved in our opportunities to work together to be able to push him like I push a lot of the pros. Sometimes you get collegiate guys and they're trying to figure it out. And then you get that cool opportunity to work with guys that you see so much of what you see in the pros, where those guys that are succeeding at the next level, they want that same challenge. Like, I have so many cool opportunities to work with guys, and I see that in their workouts. Push me, push me, push me. They want it. They want to be pushed to be that best. And Zach demonstrated that from a young player all these years he's been with us.
Well, John does a wonderful job there, Buck, at the 3D QB training company. They are really cutting edge in terms of the stuff that they're doing, working with these quarterbacks and making them better players. I thought, man, coming out of that, you get a sense for why people are flocking to work out with John Beck.
Yeah, you certainly understand it. I think the thing that is unique, because John obviously has a unique perspective on Zach, not only from training him, but from playing at BYU. So he understands how that marriage has to work. And when you think about how Zach had to kind of work himself into the point of being an elite prospect and how he always wants more and just the competitive nature that he also brings to the position. I just think you want your quarterbacks to be wired the right way. And so we can talk about like the intelligence and those things, but the toughness and the competitiveness may matter even more than that stuff. And Zach has that. And I think anyone who is listening understands that he is a very, very special player, and the special qualities stem from the inside, not necessarily the outside stuff in terms of the athleticism and the arm talent.
All right, Buck. Well, I'm excited. I mean, Zach Wilson has got a lot of energy. He's going to bring a lot of excitement here to the Jets. Now, expectations, I guess, here early on from you are what?
I expect them to hit the ground running. This offense, this system has worked, and it's worked everywhere that it's been. I think, obviously, the Jets have kind of spoon-feed them a little bit when it comes to responsibility. But I think the running game should pop right away. And if they can get the running game going, I think it makes it very easy for Zach Wilson to show off some of the spectacular ability that he has. But it's all about the guys up front. I think it's going to work. I expect him to have some wow moments during his rookie season that kind of reminds us why he was the second overall pick.
Yeah, to me, the biggest thing is just going to be protect the football. You know, try and protect the football. Don't try and do too much. I think that would be the only concern, is that he's so gifted and so talented. He's going to learn. He's going to probably take a little bit of a learning curve here to learn some of these throws he's not going to be able to make that maybe in his mind he thinks he can make. It's just a different level. So we'll see how that adjustment goes. I wouldn't be surprised if he did see some turnovers early, but hopefully he'll figure that out as he goes along. All right, this has been it's been a fun episode. I hope you guys have learned a lot about Zach Wilson, and I know the Jets are fired up about him. I know he's fired up, and we're fired up to see how it all comes together, to see how it all works out. Would encourage you guys to check out the other 360 episodes we have, which are on the other quarterbacks and Justin Fields, as well as an excellent one on Trevor Lawrence. So you can be on the lookout for those. And again, we'll have all your needs covered, all your football needs covered here on Move the Sticks as we are in the offseason. Post-draft, we've got plenty still to discuss as we march towards the 2021 campaign. Buck, have you wrapped your mind around the fact that we are going to be discussing a 17-game schedule next year? So when you see a team that you think's just okay, you're going to have to say, this is probably an 8-9 team.
Yeah, no more 500 squads. It'd be different, but I'm excited about it, man. I'm just excited. One more game, more opportunities to see guys play.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. I hope you guys have enjoyed this Zach Wilson 360 episode, and we'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks.